up in the morning and out to school.
Sort of.
The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Back to school in the city today.
American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
Bob Surratt in the morning. It is 8:11. Anything happen here at the radio station while I was gone? Never mind.
Nope.
Dean Richards is
very
with
quiet.
Us now with the entertainment news of the day. Did you have a good weekend, Dean?
I did have a good weekend. And, you know, this song and, you know, when I was running errands and things over the weekend in stores, seeing all the back-to-school stuff just, you know, reminded me of, you know, back in the day where you get your new notebook, mm-hmm. your new pencils and pens. And
yeah, it was fun. Everything was neat and organized for about a week.
Yeah, brand new and, like, fantastic for about a week before one of my three older brothers would throw it down the stairs or hit me with it.
I mentioned earlier that Labor Day weekend, I still have Jerry Lewis withdrawal.
Right.
And you must, too, because hosted the Chicago Channel 9 TV portion for many years.
38 years we did the Chicago portion of the Jerry Lewis MDA telethon. And fantastic memories of, you know, the crew and all the hard work and the long hours. But, you know, all the money that we raised. And I'm still in touch with families that availed themselves of services from the Muscular Dystrophy Association, you know, that are thriving, you know, that are doing well, kids that were not supposed to survive, that were little kids when we were doing the telethon, who are grown adults with their own kids now. It's really something.
That's good to hear. I was very very sad when I heard about Kevin Dobson. I remember him best from Kojak.
Yeah, exactly. When you see the face, you definitely remember Kevin Dobson from either Kojak as Detective Bobby Crocker. He was the young punk on the show. You remember him from Knott's Landing. Some people will remember him best from Days of Our Lives or Bold and the Beautiful. He died over the weekend. They have not announced the cause of death. He was 77 years old. He was also an Army veteran and extremely active in veterans' causes for decades, most notably twice the chairman of the National Salute to Hospitalized Veterans. He was a member of AMVETS at the same time, but a really good actor and way too young to die. Another showbiz death from over the weekend was the former lead singer of The Temptations from 2006 to 2015. They've had several lead singers in the group, but Bruce Williamson took over that role for quite a long time, appeared in concerts, was not one of the originals in the group, but Otis Williams, who was one of the originals in the group, said that we mourn the loss of one of our brothers. Once you are a temptation, you are always a temptation. And when you go back and listen to recordings and see videos of Bruce Williamson doing the Temptation songs, it sounds, you know, when you hear him do My Girl or, you know, Just My Imagination or Ain't Too Proud to Beg, any of the great old Temptation songs, sounds exactly like the originals that we all grew up with.
Yeah, he could do them all. What have they announced now about the funeral for Chadwick Boseman?
Well, it's going to be private. It's going to be in his hometown of Anderson, South Carolina. The funeral home in South Carolina has, you know, posted it, just like you know, they would post any other obituary. It's listed on their website, and it's going to be a private memorial at the Marcus D. Brown Funeral Home there, and they are asking, instead of flowers, they're asking for donations to the Chadwick Boseman Foundation. He leaves behind his wife, Taylor Simone, to whom he was married last year, his parents, two brothers, and a world full of fans. It just, you know, the reaction still is coming in of shock and dismay over the death of this young, very talented actor.
We do have some happy entertainment news this morning, especially if you're a fan of the Golden Girls, right?
Yeah, this is, I think, going to be kind of fun. It's not a TV remake, but it's going to be an online remake, really a reading of a Golden Girls script done by an all-black cast this time. Tracy Ellis Ross, who you know from Black-ish, is going to play the Betty White character, Rose. Regina King is going to take on Bea Arthur's Dorothy. Alfre Woodard will play Sophia. It was originally played by Estelle Getty, and Sanaa Lathan will be the saucy, sexy Blanche that Rue McClanahan did so well. This is going to be on tonight at 8 o'clock. If you Google Zoom Where It Happens, Zoom Where It Happens, that's the link to find this. You do have to register when you go on, and it is an episode that will spotlight and support the nation's largest online racial justice organization called Color of Change. But that's 8 o'clock tonight, Zoom Where It Happens. Golden Girls remains one of the most popular sitcoms of all time. You know, it's still on and reruns everywhere and still gets fantastic ratings. So I'm sure they will thank you for being a friend if you tune in tonight for that.
For sure. Dean Richards now with the Tom Cruise report to the nation. Dean?
He is back at it again. They've resumed filming Mission Impossible 7, which shut down pretty much at the beginning of the pandemic. He was spotted doing some stunts on location in Norway. We're showing some footage this morning of Tom Cruise on a motorcycle on a ramp, and he drives his motorcycle pretty fast speed down this ramp that just suddenly ends. The motorcycle goes flying out from underneath him. He goes flying out above the motorcycle and then parachutes his way down after that. He did it not just once. He had to do that same stunt four different times in the mountains of Norway. It's pretty amazing footage. He did some stunts where he was harnessed to the roof of a speeding train. Tom Cruise, you know, I've asked him so many times, you know, about doing those stunts, and he says, you know, it's an adrenaline rush for him, and it's much more realistic, and it's great, and I still say it's just plain nuts.
How do the movie companies let him do that?
He must be insured for so much money.
Oh, man.
But he loves it. He absolutely, there is nothing that he won't do.
Did people go to the theaters over the holiday weekend, Dean?
Yeah, not huge numbers. The biggest movie that was in theaters over the weekend was Christopher Nolan's Tenet. That made $20 million over the weekend. You know, on a normal weekend, that would be considered nothing. But considering that, you know, theaters are still closed in the New York area and Los Angeles, still closed, that even places like Chicago where theaters are open, there are fewer theaters open. There's only 30% capacity on average for most of those theaters. So there are far fewer people being allowed into the theaters to even go and see theaters. But, you know, $20 million is not bad considering all the restrictions that Tenet had on it. The other big movie of the weekend was Mulan. And that one only opened online on Disney Plus, which we did ascertain that you are now able to access Disney Plus.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah? Okay.
Still working on Apple Plus.
All right. Well, you know, baby steps. Baby steps with this.
How did your interview go with the star of Tenet?
It went very well. We talked with Christopher Nolan and also John David Washington, who I am required by law every time I mention his name to say that he is the son of Denzel Washington. And when you hear his voice, it's remarkable how much he sounds just like his dad. But, you know, for those that did go see Tenet, he is extremely physical in this role, and he talked to me about that.
I guess the first challenge was just getting rid of the intimidating coat, if you will, when working with this legend. So I just wanted to get comfortable with us just being able to work together. And he really made me comfortable. Chris made me feel like I was a colleague, like I was a teammate. He valued my opinion. I felt heard. And it was just a natural chemistry I thought we had. So once I got comfortable with me just working with him, a lot of the physicality, a lot of the training that went into it, I didn't really have time to worry, because the day in and day out of it, getting this guy physically ready, took most of my time. So I love the process, and having a football background, I was ready and aware and familiar with physical activity in that way. But this was on a whole new level.
Yeah, he does an amazing job. Doesn't he sound exactly like his dad?
Exactly.
I don't know why that's so surprising to me. It's like it's his son, but
yeah, but it's an exact remarkable sound of Denzel.
Yeah, exactly.
There you have your entertainment report for this morning. Thank you, as always, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.